You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are now in the real estate portion of today's show. We're going to talk about what the hot markets are in South Florida, particularly the Miami area. And we have got some of the top realtors from Douglas Elliman. We've got the Hetchkopf team. How'd I do with that, Dan? You got to speak into the little fuzzy part there.
That was pretty perfect.
Yeah, you're talking to me, not the mic, bud. And then we've got your teammates. They're the people that make you look good. Siri Libin, she could actually make anybody look good.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, see that? She knows exactly how to say that. And Diego what?
That was about right.
Yeah?
Perfect.
Thank you so much, Diego. He's obviously the guy that communicates the best on your team.
Yes.
Now, let's talk a little bit about Miami and the Miami real estate market. Let's start with you, Dan, since you're
let's
the team leader.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on right now and how's the market going? Because I hear mixed reports. I hear that stuff that's like above $3-4 million is a little sticky. Stuff that's below $1 million, $1.5 million is actually considered, I'm going to have to wash my mouth out with soap after this, affordable and is moving. What's going on with this, I'm going to use a fancy word, split bifurcated market? Dan, help me understand what's going on.
That was good, and I think you're absolutely right with that. So what's going on is, sorry, let me pull the mic.
Speaking to the fuzzies. There you go.
I think you hit it right on the head, actually. I think what's going on is that higher end luxury market has gone a little soft these days, right? It's a little stagnant. There are a lot of listings out there, but how many $5-7 million buyers are there out there, right? And most of these days, they're paying cash. So it's difficult, that end of the market. I think the bread and butter these days is anything really over, let's say 500,000 up to $1.5-2 million. And I'm kind of speaking for Miami and the beaches, really. Miami
okay.
Beach mainly, let's say.
Okay. Well, you're the team leader. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to the fashion sense on the program. Sherry, listen, lean in a little bit. And I want you to tell me why you joined Dan and his team, because I really think it speaks to the type of service you guys provide. And let's start with, tell me a little bit about your teammates, Sherry. And then why we should use your team. And then that'll set the table for the market information we're going to get.
I like it.
Okay, cool.
Well, I think the three of us bring a really unique perspective. We have Dan, which he really resembles the experience in Miami Beach over 10 years in the market. And then we have Diego, who is the New York guy. He really understands professionalism and knows that very on time, always in a business suit mentality.
The New York grind.
The New York grind, yes. And
okay,
then,
this is a missing borough.
Then I think I bring in the locals' perspective that I could say I'm born and raised 25 years in Miami Beach, and I've really seen firsthand this market transform my whole life. So between the three of us, we have a local, we have the New York market, and we have experience. And that's why I think we're a dynamic trio.
Okay, Diego, and you're the third of the Musketeers. Tell me what you add to the team.
When I came down here, Jim, about 2.5 years ago.
From where?
From New York.
I just wanted to get that out there.
I started with our fearless leader, Jay Parker.
My man, Jay. Wait, hold on. High five to Jay.
There you go.
All right.
And, he really showed me the ropes, and I was with him for about a year and a half. And got to meet a lot of realtors on Miami Beach. But something about Dan is what stuck to me, and was really his professionalism, the way people speak about him. And I said to Jay, you know, when I'm ready, that's who I want to be with. So, you know, with Dan is I needed the experience and someone that understood my culture, which is that New York mentality, the New York grind, the being on time, being on a suit, white glove service, anything the client needs. Were there, and that's what he brought.
Well, it sounds to me like Jay taught you, or perhaps you got it from observation, one of the most important rules about real estate, and that's that real estate is a mentorship business. And so if you started out with a mentor like Jay, and then you moved on to somebody like Dan, it sounds to me like you're really getting a great foundation in real estate, and that's really what it's all about. So we're going to come back now to Dan. We talked about the market. We set the table with your team. Dan, I just walked in. I want to buy a $2 million house. Where should I look?
Well, first, let's start with this. How many rooms do you need?
Oh, well, I've got a couple of kids. They're like 17, 18. They'll be out by the time I close. It's just me and my wife, but we both have businesses, so I probably still need 3 or 4 bedrooms because I'm going to need 1 or 2 offices. In fact, I'm going to need 4 because I could tell you one thing for sure. I'm not working out of her
4 bedrooms, perfect. First of all, $2 million, sorry to tell you, but you're not going to be on the water, okay?
No way.
So first of all, we
not even a canal?
Maybe up in Normandy, which is a great area, by the way, and we can make
that
happen
that area.
For you, okay?
I like that
on
area.
On the canals, Normandy, amazing. Second, what area do you want to be in, though?
I have to be within 10 minutes of I-95 or I'm going to lose my mind because I got to be able to get somewhere in a reasonably predictable format based on the color green on my map.
Love that. Okay. That's good. First of all, so we're narrowing it down already. Most importantly, the main question I like to ask is, when you're not at work, where do you like to spend your time? When you're at home, what do you want to be around, right? And what are your activities? Do you like to go to the beach? Do you like to go to the Gables? Things like that.
Oh, very cool. But you got to keep talking because I'm the only one hearing you.
I'm sorry.
So that's okay. So see that? You tapped on to one of my main things that I talk about all the time. My friend Mike Fay calls it the theory of donuts. Fancy Pants Me calls it the theory of vertically integrated high activity mm-hmm. centers. And what that really means is somebody wants to be able to walk outside. I was in the Harbor Shops. Is that what it is? Over
Sunset Harbor.
I had Panther Coffee. Saw the ladies in their tracksuits mm-hmm. and right by Publix. And I could still at 9:30 get anywhere I wanted.
I love it. So we narrowed down the area, right?
Yes.
Sunset Harbor, let's say. You're a very active couple, active family.
We like to go walking. I see what role you play on the team now.
Yes. Yeah. He holds my microphone all day.
Hold on now. It's a family
That's
show.
That's weird. I'm sorry.
Family show.
Diego. I think for $2 million, you want to be in an area, you just said, a neighborhood where it's walkable. That's a big deal. Right away, you narrowed yourself down to probably like 4 different areas. Okay?
So I'm not living in Brickell
Coconut
or Midtown?
Coconut Grove, that's one of the areas. Though. Coconut Grove, Midtown, Brickell, south of 5th. Okay, a condo though, not a single family home.
Right.
Sunset Harbor, once again, a condo, maybe a townhome. Townhome, okay.
And I can get on the water there, can I? Not
close.
For that kind of money?
Close.
I could smell the water?
Yes.
Okay.
Low
Fair
tide,
enough.
You'll be able to smell
oh,
low tide.
Oh, stop
yes.
it. That's a Miami comment. That's yes. a Miami yeah. comment.
But that's what it's going to be for $2 million. That's what you're looking at. And once again, it really depends on single family home or condo. Right?
Okay.
So
now I'm going to talk to Sari. I had enough of you. I had
okay.
enough of you.
Me
I want to talk to the. I want to talk to the beauty and the brains of the operation.
That's for sure.
Obviously.
That is for sure.
Obviously. Okay, Sari, I'm going to use a word that I'm not allowed to use on this show, but I'm going to use it once a year. And since it's December, I can now use it. I haven't used it for a year. Let's make believe that I'm a... Oh, I can't believe I'm about to say this word. Millennial. Ugh. Let's say I'm a millennial.
Ugh.
Exactly. Let's say I got a job. I actually have a job, but I haven't moved out of my parents' house yet. Where is it that I want to be?
When you do move out of your parents' house?
Yeah, that's right.
I think you want to be south of 5th.
Very appropriate question.
Okay. Hey
south
now.
Fifth.
Hey
fifth.
Now. So
Not
tell
nice.
Me. So tell me what's
Joking.
Going on south of 5th and why do I want to be? Can I afford that?
Well, actually, you'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah. There's on all the boutique buildings, we've actually done a ton of rentals this year for the same competitive prices as Brickell, but you're just not in a sky rise and you don't have a concierge, but that's the same thing.
Hold it. So that means it doesn't take me 25 minutes to get to my car to start going
no,
somewhere?
No, and it usually comes with 1 private parking spot.
Holy camoly!
Yeah, and if you go to the city of Miami Beach, you will get a resident sticker and you can park anywhere on the street.
And if I have a bike, I can be on the beach in 30 seconds doing
exactly.
what people do. Now we are talking. Can I get to my job from there?
Yep.
Well,
and you could use all the back roads. So
oh, well,
perfect.
I'll be, sounds to me like I got somebody and I may even nail the area that she's looking at. Now, Diego, what's your favorite neighborhood and why?
You know, Dan has done a pretty good influence on us to drive us to south of 5th. And we've kind of understood that every weekend, every time we have some spare time, we catch ourselves, you know, at South Point Park, walking to Joe's, walking to the beach. And really, when we come down to Miami Beach, that's the lifestyle that we're seeking.
Some of my wife and I's most beautiful moments have been spent at South Point Park holding hands walk into Joe's for an early dinner. It's just one of the most amazing neighborhoods. And it's really not that traffic constrained. Once you get past the little pinch point to get there and you make that right turn, mm-hmm. well, you're in traffic actually heaven.
Right.
There's nobody on the street. Nobody. So it seems like it's a really good place. Now, Dan, I'm going to switch the tables on you. Okay. I'm going to say I'm somebody coming in from out of town. I'm going to work in Coral Gables, but I don't want to live in Coral Gables. I want to live on the water. Mm-hmm. I got about $5-7 million to spend, but I got kids. Where am I going?
Perfect. Easy. Coconut Grove.
Hold it. I'm not even reading the questions and yet. So wait a minute. I pulled my head out. So let me see now. So I'm going to go to Coconut Grove. Do I have to live in a house or can I live in a really secure place? Not that a house
you
wouldn't
actually,
be secure.
Coconut Grove, you have a couple great options, first of all.
Tell me.
First of all, townhomes. There are amazing townhomes in Coconut Grove. One of our clients, by the way, has an amazing townhome for 1.8. Just throwing it out there. The Fidelis are good friends.
Hold it.
Right
hold
on
it.
The water with a boat slip.
Okay. For 1.8?
Completely yeah, renovated.
Three
so,
stories.
If you think about it,
don't
three
tell
stories,
your cousin about that.
I'm
yes,
going to text her.
Right now. Three stories, technically three bedrooms, 1,800 square feet for 1.8. That's great.
That's 1,000 square feet.
To be on the water. Well, that's the asking price. We have a little room there. Okay.
Well, no, don't start negotiating with yourself.
But compared to Miami Beach, let's say, when you're on the water, everything's really starting at about $4 million and up for a single family home.
Wow.
Okay. So it's a deal. Plus, you're in a walkable area, Coconut Grove. It's
right
the
next
oldest
to a
neighborhood
park.
There is.
Yeah,
next to a park. It's amazing and family friendly.
Fresh
it
market.
It's the best area to be because of the schooling systems. Ransom, Gulliver, Carrollton, you name it. Another option, if you want to be in actually a high rise, super luxury condo, Park Grove, right?
I want to live with the billionaires.
You're looking in Park Grove. What it's compromised of is really a lot of these locals moving
hold
out of
it,
there.
You used a bad word. Not compromised of.
Comprised of. I'm sorry. I'm
Mr. David
Diego,
Martin.
My
David
flair,
Martin.
And that's
would,
what I think about.
Diego, Martin would just kill me if I let
yes.
that go.
Yes, I am. I apologize.
No problem. I know
the
that mix, was a slip of the
majority
of the tongue.
Of the mix of Park Grove. Is going to be your local family that's been here for a very long time, living in, let's say, a 15,000 square foot home in Cocoa Plum, Coral Gables, like we're saying. And what they need is they're going to downsize physically their lifestyle, but upgrade lifestyle at the same time, moving to Park Grove or the surrounding buildings.
And they're right? going to buy themselves an hour a day just from coming and
at
going.
At least, right? But that area is the best. Very kid friendly, pet friendly, you name it. Best schools in maybe the country down there, right? And once again, it's walkable. So really,
right.
that is an
well,
amazing
listen,
area.
We're going to talk more good, hot real estate market stuff you can use today to make your life better. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Wanda, I need to dance. Please play some music.